there isn't many, if any, products in this hall that you can really touch all five senses, except when you get into the grilling space. I'm a big proponent of having grilling and outdoor cooking and outdoor living as part of your assortment because of that.
What's to you the pitch to some members that maybe haven't either considered it or, you know, are starting to look at, into it, you know, to kind of get them over that hump and be like, all right, yeah, this is something that makes sense for me?
First and foremost is to look at your business and say, okay, am I interested in getting into a category that I could make good money on?
The growth of the outdoor category for Nationwide Marketing Group has been really cool to follow, you know, over the last couple of years since its launch. You know, we've got the numbers that show it's, you know, more than doubled just in terms of the number of vendors that are involved, and members continue to that offer these products continue to grow exponentially. And that charge at Nationwide is led by none other than John Lang, who heads up the outdoor merchandising efforts for Nationwide. And really, you know, excited to have had the opportunity to sit down with John at Primetime in Houston, which was a chance to showcase those products. You know, this was our spring show, and you typically has the focus on outdoor ahead of what is, you know, the outdoor season for retailers. So, you know, he was thrilled, I know, to get so many vendors together in Houston for this show, and you know, had all the outdoor guys grills set up in the convention center and live and working and cooking food for members and attendees of the show. And you know, but this space, as you know, I came to learn in talking with John, is more than just about grills and, you know, kind of the opportunity that they present. And there's just so many different ways this outdoor category can grow and is growing with Nationwide. And just a brilliant man that you know, offers up some interesting takes on what entertainment and outdoor, how that plays a role into this. And you know, it's really about creating this engagement with the customer that brings them back more than once every, you know, 7 to 10 years for a major appliance. You know, there's so much more to it. You know, you've got obviously the grills. There's couch, you know, outdoor furniture that can be a part of this, outdoor entertainment. You know, but then also when you look at the grills, there's accessories, which, you know, maybe don't come to mind when you're thinking about selling a grill. But obviously there's things like charcoal and spices and rubs. And it's just a whole new type of customer that retailers can, you know, drive into their stores with these products. And, you know, Mr. Lang is doing a phenomenal job. And yeah, I know he was excited to share his message for the podcast. And you know, we'll just go right to it and get to our conversation with John Lang down there in Houston at Primetime and dive into this outdoor category. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast here live from Houston at Primetime. And right now, getting an opportunity to talk with a guy that's been busy at this show, I know. Mr. John Lang, our Director of Appliances and Outdoor. Appreciate you coming on and stepping away from what I know has been a crazy schedule for the two of us. So
yes, been great, though. Good crazy.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, you know, how has Houston been for you? How has the time here at Primetime and in the George R. Brown Convention Center treated you?
Yeah, I think it's been great to come to a new venue, I think, first and foremost, for me, because I've done a lot of prime times, and it's great to come to a new venue, I think, both for our vendors, our members, and even the Nationwide staff, to get a fresh place. The convention center's been awesome, both from an education standpoint and the facilities for our vendors and members to run around. And I would say, you know, the hotel situation being all very close with restaurants and such, it's really been a great venue.
Yeah, and, you know, like, can't wait to sort of dive deeper into this, but talking to someone who knows the outdoor space pretty well,
yes.
Is there a better town with food to talk about than some barbecue and what they got going on in Houston?
Well, yeah, there's a number of those that would, like Memphis and Kansas City,
for
barbecue,
yeah.
But you know, there's only so many venues that can hold all of us, so. But yeah, this has been a great venue. And in fact, we had a chance to take in a Pitmaster class on Saturday, and it was an amazing class and really a fun venue. So my hope someday is that we can parlay that into maybe a Nationwide Learning Academy and do a class like that where members would come and have some fun, but learn some stuff along the way.
Sign me up.
Okay.
So that sounds good. I can advocate for that.
A beverage involved with that, too.
Well, so, you know, speaking of some barbecue and brews, you guys had, you know, we're sitting here Tuesday morning at primetime, fresh off of the backyard barbecue and brews. I know weather in Houston didn't cooperate too well for us. It would have been nice to have it, you know, outdoors, but had to have it indoors. I don't think it took away from the atmosphere at all. I thought it was a phenomenal event. But, you know, what did you think of last night and how everything went?
Yeah, I mean, it was making lemonade out of lemons, right? And I give a lot of props and kudos to our events coordinator, Sterling Events, did an amazing job because we had to make the call Thursday night what we were going to do. And for safety reasons and for traffic reasons to get people out to the booths, we wanted to make sure that we had both of those covered. So to do that was moving it inside. And I would say we probably had 1,500 or 1,600 people come last night, and our vendor community jumped in, demonstrating still their sampling food along with some great dinner, and then to have some fantastic entertainment. And we even gave back a little bit last night, I think, too, through Mike Whitaker's efforts in coordinating that with Whirlpool and Traeger and some others.
So. Yeah, that was awesome. And but the serious question off the bat, did you get on the pig?
I did not. I was advised by my doctor not to do that because I've got a lot of metal and broken bones, so I didn't want to do that.
Understood. Yeah. I did. I almost hate to admit that I did. It didn't last too long, but no, it was a really cool event to see that sort of come together on the expo floor right next to the main expo floor.
Yes.
And you know, the other side of it, and I know this prime time, this is, you know, the February, March prime time has traditionally been a time to showcase some of that outdoor stuff. So, you know, to see the it's a different experience because you get to see the product that's on the floor in active use. I mean, these grills and kind of what they can do, and, you know, you get to enjoy it as well with the food and all that sort of stuff. Did you have a favorite bite back there last night?
Well, I loved Broke King's brisket. Was fantastic. I didn't sample them all, but I would say that was high on the list. I had some fantastic burnt ends from Traeger.
Yeah.
Even some shrimp from a brand called Mount Alpi had some great stuff. But everybody put their best foot forward. And, you know, what I love about the grill space and being able to demonstrate from our members is the same message they can deliver on their own sales floor and outside the front of their store. It's really appealing to all five senses. And there isn't many, if any, products in this hall that you can really touch all five senses except when you get into the grilling space. And so I'm a big proponent of having grilling and outdoor cooking and outdoor living as part of your assortment because of that.
Yeah, and you know, that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought it up because we've, in independent thinking, I know your column actually called out an example or two of some retailers that are doing it well.
Yes.
and showcasing that outdoor space. So, you know, kind of what's to you the pitch to some members that maybe haven't either considered it or, you know, are starting to look into it in showcasing outdoor in their showrooms or maybe even outside of their showrooms, given their locations, you know, to kind of get them over that hump and be like, all right, yeah, this is something that makes sense for me.
Yeah. So, you know, I think first and foremost is to look at your business and say, okay, am I interested in getting into a category that I could make good money on? Am I interested in getting into a category that can attract potentially a new customer, attract a customer that might come back into my store multiple times during a year versus every 7 years? Am I interested in a business that I can have a fun customer that's actually interested in buying something and has a good attitude versus one that might be coming in to replace a product that has just died and looks at it as a dreaded time to buy something? All these things add up to a really great category and one that can really help not only expand their business but expand to new customers they've never seen before and ones that'll keep coming back for fuels, pellets, sauces, rubs, accessories, etc.
Yeah, and it's just a different way of thinking about it, you know, and it ties in so nicely. I mean, your title itself, Appliances and Outdoor, you know, they integrate seamlessly. Like, it's one to the next. It's a cooking category, you know, for the most part. And to kind of, I love your description of, you know, you're taking a completely different type of customer, one that appliance shoppers are typically, you know, they're not looking to upgrade an appliance. Don't get me wrong, there are some that are looking to upgrade, but, you know, it's more often than not, it's a duress shopper. Whereas, you know, you think about outdoor spaces and buying for outdoors, it's more of an entertainment factor.
No question. I think, you know, when we first started this initiative 3 years ago, it was like we thought it was a pretty easy putt for our appliance guys to look at the outdoor kitchen area as a great way to expand their business. And it is. I mean, they're used to selling indoor kitchens. It should be really easy for them to talk to a consumer about the outdoor living space. But frankly, what we found is that there are members that were selling only consumer electronics that have gotten into it because they realize they have the capability of selling entertainment outside. They too should look at this as an entertainment category.
It's kind of like this hybrid living room kitchen area because you got outdoor furniture that I know has come up in this space.
I was going to go there next. Yeah, furniture dealers should be looking at as an extension, at least being outdoor furniture, if not into certainly outdoor comfort. That's a miss, I think, that most people don't see that category in patio flame tables and other comfort products that can make that environment both warm but also relaxing. That's growing at 20% plus every year and is still a big opportunity with our members. But every specialist, whether you're appliance or if you're a furniture specialist, consumer electronics, even some mattress stores have looked at it now as an opportunity to make an extension of that consumer's living environment. 59% of home builders, new home builders, are now putting patios in homes. Many of them, and certainly the higher ends, are already putting outdoor kitchens in for those consumers. Millennials, everybody wants the millennial shopper. They're willing to downsize their interior space as long as they can get that same feeling extended to the outdoor space. And they're a captive audience for this whole outdoor living environment.
Yeah, that's incredible. And certainly a huge opportunity. You see it here on the primetime show floor. So what is innovation in this space, you know, in the outdoor space?
Sure.
What does that look like?
Yeah, grilling has been around for a long time, whether it be starting with charcoal and then evolving to a gas-type product. But over time, it's become, wood-fired, lump charcoal is a fuel type. The most recent is pellet cooking, been around for 25 or 30 years, but it's really catching on and is certainly the hottest fuel type being sold today. And it's something that has to be replenished regularly. But the beauty on pellets cooking, it's the safest way to grill because you really can set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Unless you're babysitting some ribs that you want to spray a little apple juice on once in a while. It really is an easy and safe way to cook some fantastic meat. So that's been the hottest thing, I think, in technology. To that, about a year or so ago, a couple of our vendors, both Traeger and Louisiana Grills, now have added Wi-Fi to their pellet grills, making it even easier because it's all cloud-based so that you can put your food on, get it started, and then go enjoy your activities for the day, whether it be mowing your lawn, going to watch the kids' soccer game, going to the beach, and actually control the temperature from wherever you are in the world.
Wow.
It's very, very cool.
That's crazy. So, I mean, you see that, you look at the indoor side of things, the ovens that you can kind of set or, you know, send a recipe to, for example, and it'll have the time and how hot it needs to be at certain times and adjust throughout the day. So you're seeing that sort of start to weave its way into outdoor cooking as well.
Yeah, so far just pellet cooking has the Wi-Fi.
That's interesting.
We haven't figured out how to put it into gas products yet.
Right.
But, you know, Wi-Fi is cooking remotely is a cool idea and hopefully will extend. I think the other things that are coming, and I'll put it in the innovation category, would be cosmetic.
Yeah.
So black stainless steel has been the most popular color inside the kitchen for 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
And now that's being extended with a brand like Mount Elpi is coming with it. A brand called Titus is coming with it. Gives your grill a much different look, very cool look, and your outdoor kitchen a different look. One of our brands also has a thing that's coming. I think it's been developed in Europe. Another one of those European things that Americans will adopt, but it's actually a pre-rusted finish on part of the grilling mechanism that gives it a really cool finish and different, and will stay that look forever. It's very, very cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. You know, you kind of hit on a little bit earlier the challenge being, you know, adoption in the space. Aside from getting more members to get into outdoor, interesting way to put it, get into outdoor. But, you know, what other challenges are there in this area, and how's Nationwide and you addressing them?
Yeah, great question. I think first and foremost, when you talk to a member about the possibility of getting into a category, if they're open to getting into a new category, the first challenge really is space. Where am I going to put these products? So I always challenge back a little bit and say, okay, let's look at every SKU you have on the floor and tell me your return on investment of every one of those SKUs. And I would bet you that you can justify some models that could come off and still not jeopardize your volume and profitability and open up for a new category. The average specialist, which I'll put our appliance and our members into the specialist category, needs about 800 square feet of space to really look relevant in this business. So I always look to get around that 800 square foot number, which sometimes, you know, is a tough putt, but most of the time it's not if you really look at your products. The second thing on space is that many times the outdoor frontage to a store goes untapped.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of our members, the good ones that needed that extra space, will roll grills in and out every night and put them back outside every night or every morning and inside every night and use them for display outside. Or they'll figure out a mechanism to chain them up outside.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Looking ahead to 2020, we talked a little bit about innovation, and I know clearly some of the stuff there excites you, but what about some opportunities in the space that excite you looking ahead to the rest of 2020?
Yeah, the other thing that's happening as a trend in the industry is modular outdoor kitchens. And by that, I mean, instead of having a built-in grill with a built-in, you know, stucco and granite tops that's not moving anywhere, the latest trend is to have these modular outdoor kitchens with add-on pieces that you, with wheels, that you can actually roll around. And by chance you do move in 5 years or 7 years, you can take that all with you if you choose to. It also gives you the ability to add on. So if you just want the grill today and you want to add on a kitchen sink or an extra side burner or refrigeration unit, it'll give you that capability. So I would say these modular kitchen things are really hot, and that excites me for this year. What excites me most is I think that members are starting to get it, that they need to get serious about looking at the category. And they can listen to me, they can listen to vendors, try to give them their pitch. But really, we're trying to set up a network where they can talk to their peers about what's happening in the space, the ones that are in it, that's working for them, what they need to do to be successful, because they listen to each other much more than they do us.
Of course, always.
augmenting that will be, you know, a backup from us is I've got a 45-page book about a playbook on merchandising grills, my hints from Heloise on what you need to be successful. Every brand we have is represented in there with a three-level display suggestion, A, B, and C. Best sellers identified. It really is takes a lot of the homework out of trying to get into the space.
Oh, that's incredible. And, you know, something I've always enjoyed following will continue to look forward to following. And maybe, you know, I know there's a couple more samples while we're here, so maybe find my way over there before the show lets out. So, John, I know we have, like I said at the top, you know, crazy schedule, so appreciate you spending a few minutes over here and chatting with us, and look forward to continuing to follow this category. So,
yeah, thank you much, Rob. Appreciate the time.
Yeah. All right, and thanks again to John Lang for taking the time out of his. It was a crazy schedule. We had some scheduling difficulties while we were both down there in Houston, but we managed to make it work out. And you know, excited to have talked with him and learned a lot about, you know, what he's doing in outdoor and kind of where he sees things going and the opportunity for our members to really add this space to their product mix and take advantage of it. So it's very exciting to see it grow, and look forward to seeing where it goes by next show. So You know, as always, appreciate you taking the time to listen to our Independent Thinking podcast, and we will catch you next time.